These are your latest Newcastle headlines, beginning with team news ahead of Saturday's trip to Liverpool. Newcastle have included Kevin Mbabu in their squad for the game at Anfield, but have been dealt a double defensive blow in the build-up to the big match. Mbabu, who has been working his way back from a thigh problem, is available once again and is in the squad that will travel to Merseyside. But skipper Fabrizio Colaccini and fullback Daryl Yanmat are still missing. Keepers Tim Krul and Rob Elliott are both still out, as are defenders Stephen Taylor and Masudo Haidara, who remain on the sidelines, with Rafael Benitez having to prepare his squad for the return to Liverpool without several key men. Well, the Spaniard is keen to put any sentiment to one side as he faces up against his old club and is looking for the Toon to pick up a good result against the Liverpool side, who have impressed in recent weeks. He said, "We are fighting, they are fighting, they have a good manager and they have good players. The atmosphere will be fantastic. We know about our away form and it's not the best, but the reaction of the players these last two games showed me that we can improve. Everything that people say about Liverpool I already know at first hand. The atmosphere between the Geordies and the Scousers will be electric." Moving on to transfer news next, and according to reports in Italy, AC Milan are chasing Newcastle midfielder Moussa Sissoko. According to the latest speculation, Sissoko has said he is ready to leave Newcastle at the end of the season and has instructed his agents to find him a new club. Milan are keen and hope to tempt the France international to Italy. Sissoko is admired highly by Milan GM Adriano Galliani, who has followed the midfielder since his time with Toulouse. Finally today, and Paul Dummett feels Newcastle can crank up the pressure on Sunderland and Norwich by climbing out of the relegation zone this weekend. The Geordie defender believes the Magpies are more than capable of beating Liverpool at Anfield, and that would pile the pressure on Sunderland to beat Arsenal, whilst Norwich can only stew until April the 30th ahead of their tough trip to the Emirates Stadium to face the Gunners. When asked if it was feasible for Newcastle to get out of the bottom three on Saturday, Dummett said, "That's certainly what we are pushing for. We have more games to play before Norwich and Sunderland have to wait until Sunday. If we can get ourselves above them, it would help us mentally. Last season we were looking over our shoulders. Now we are looking to catch two rivals and overtake them. It's going to work in our favour."